So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and feel at ease in our body and entertained by the music in the background. Trusting that this lovely party that people are celebrating in next door is bringing positive vibrations into our experience with every beat, with every sound. I know that we are truly blessed to be gathered together in this room today, to know that we will be joined by wonderful friends as we go along, just as in our lives, that people and sounds and friends come and go, so too in this meditation. There will be opportunities for us to integrate those changes as we go along. People and friends and sounds coming and going. Beautiful babies dancing outside our doorway as happening in this moment. And wonderful experiences that take place in our consciousness that feel like dancing babies and celebrating parties. And so I invite you to come to a garden with me this afternoon. It's an amazingly beautiful warm spring garden, and everything is in bloom. The cherry blossoms are in bloom, the apple blossoms are in bloom, and the scent of the flowers is incredible. As we walk the paths in this garden, there is such beauty surrounding us. The hyacinths give off their magnificent fragrance, and the daffodils bob in the light breeze. Feel that breeze caressing your face in this moment. Allow it to simply relax you more deeply as you feel the sunshine on your cheek along with the cool breeze, trusting that life is friendly and beautiful. Feel this essential goodness in this place right now. Notice how comfortable and easy the paths are to walk beneath your feet. Notice the texture of the path. Is it grass or gravel? How is it composed? Notice the flower beds to the left and to the right. What colors do you see? Are there tulips in bloom? I know that I love tulips in hot pink and yellow and purple. There are white ones and orangey ones and peach-colored ones. What are the tulips that surround you in this moment? And how far do the fields go beyond your sight? Look deeper into this garden. Look around you and see the myriad of colors and smell the myriad scents of spring in bloom and blossoming. There is an amazing energy unfolding with spring. And as we breathe in that sweet breeze and that wonderful fresh air, and we feel the warmth of the sunshine, we can relax into this new energy that's coming into the world through the spring and into our lives through this year of 2009. This is a year of new birth and new blossoming, and we are coming into the spring of 2009. Our lives have the potential for blossoming right now. Notice the areas in your life that are ripe for blossoming. What are you willing to accept and receive in this moment? Are you open to the blossoming of greater prosperity? Are you willing to feel the richness of your life already? How well you have been supported up until now, that you've always had enough to eat and a place to sleep, that you are currently in a place where you sleep well and easily, where your meals come on time, where you have opportunities to come out and play with friends. Notice the richness of your life already and count a few blessings as I stop for just a minute of people and things and places and experiences that you're having in your life right now that feel like a blessing. Thank you. And now from this beautiful place of gratitude, look at areas in your life where you are willing to be more prosperous, where you can see opportunities to play or to travel, to buy something new or experience a greater sense of appreciation and joy. What are you willing to receive in your life? I'm willing to receive a luxurious life. How does that feel to you? I'm willing to receive an abundant life. I'm willing to experience the richness of life in new and wonderful ways. Take a moment in this rich garden of blooming to recognize areas of blooming in your own life, areas where new sources, expected and unexpected, can flow directly to you. We recognize an abundance of friends. We recognize an abundance of playful opportunities. We recognize an abundance of water, an abundance of good things to eat, an abundance of wonderful places to go, an abundance of produce at the grocery store. We are surrounded by infinite abundance, an abundance of cars already in the parking lot. David pointed out to me that clearly their economy is booming in Reston today. Everybody's out shopping or eating or playing today at this shopping center with lots and lots of cars in the parking lot. I trust and know that abundance is ours. It is our birthright. And the universe is looking for ways to cram more abundance into our lives, more money into our bank accounts, more dollars into our wallet, more opportunities for stuff and things and places and people and joy to expand in our lives. And the universe is always flowing that abundance to us in every moment. So let's relax more deeply now, breathing in deeply. About the idea of the birthing, the springboard of abundance that is ours right now, that we are blessed to thrive in any economy, that we are connected to Source and open to feeling good, to receiving good, and to expanding our good in every economy, and that we are a blessing by our example of opening to abundance for all of those around us who want to receive abundance too. Our good expands the good, doesn't take from anyone else. So we are blessed with experiencing that expansion of abundance now, springing forward into greater abundance in our lives. And so the setting that we're in right now is a beautiful garden. We are surrounded by flowering trees and beautiful paths and wonderful tulips and hyacinths and daffodils that are bobbing in the breeze around us. And we are looking for areas in our own lives that are ready to spring into greater well-being. So let's look at the love in our lives right now and think about the many people that we love, that we appreciate, that we share joy with each day, each week. The people who are around us at the table right now, perhaps. The people who belong to spiritual communities that we are a part of. The people in our family of origin. And the people in our family of choice. Our friends. Our co-workers. The people who we appreciate the most, perhaps our neighbors and people who smile at us, friendly tradespeople in the shops we frequent during the week or the restaurants that we eat in. Think about the opportunities you have to smile at people in your life and share your energy by a joyful smile or twinkly eyes or a comic statement and a little shared laugh. Allow yourself to acknowledge the love that is already here in your life. As we give thanks for the love that we already have, we open our hearts to even more love, flowing out in appreciation, for all of those who've already come into our lives and touched us in wonderful ways, and opening in to even more expressions of love, even more warm hugs or loving touches, even more kisses and laughter and smiles and fun with other people. Harmonious relationships flow on our openness to appreciate the love that we already have received in our lives. So let us open and be aware right now of the many, many places that we've already received love. Perhaps someone who hugged us today as we came into the room, or smiled at us as we opened the door. Perhaps someone that courteously allowed us to flow in traffic, or sold us something that we wanted this morning at the grocery store with a smile and a twinkle. There is love everywhere if we are open to seeing it. That little girl dancing outside the door 10 minutes ago represented love to me because I opened my heart to her and appreciated her when I saw her in her pretty little dress. I know that love flows from me and to me in every moment. It flows from spirit, it flows from friends, it flows from the very air that I breathe. So let's breathe in love now and appreciate the love that's already in our lives. Noticing that spring is here and beauty surrounds us and continually is birthed with a new cycle of the season, let's look now at places where we would be willing to accept more love in our lives, from places where we would allow it to flow, from strangers or new friends or old friends or family, places where we're willing to open our hearts wider and trust and know that the universe is friendly and loving to us. Perhaps there's a limiting belief that we can get in touch with that we're willing to let go of right now and say that God is love and that love can flow to us in new ways we haven't even yet begun to imagine. Try making a statement of what you're willing to open up to in love in this spring season and see how it makes you feel. Coming back to the garden again, appreciating the beauty around us and the scent of the flowers in the air, we can breathe deeply and recognize that spring is a time of higher energy, that so many of us are called out by the sunshine and the warmth to walk the paths, to get more exercise, to get out more, and to just love life a little bit higher at a level that feels spacious and expansive, particularly after the winter. So noticing how good the spring feels and the energy of the spring as the energy is released in the flowers and trees as blossoms, in the grass as greening up, in the air as freshening in the breezes, in the birds as sweeter songs that sing for more hours of the day. We feel the energy rising within us. Notice areas in your life where you're already experiencing a rising energy with the spring. What are you inspired to do now that feels more fulfilling and more exciting than what was going on in the winter? Where are you uplifted by this new spring energy? Feel also the calling toward movement in self-expression. You are blossoming just as the flowers and trees are, and your expression may be in music or in words, in crafts or creativity in some other way, in gifting something to someone. Watch what your energy is doing in the area of self-expression now. How do you want to express yourself more fully this springtime? Do you want to dance or sing or laugh or flow in some other wonderful way? Perhaps it's kayaking or rock climbing or some other sport or just walking in the woods and the gardens or gardening. What is your creative self-expression inviting you to do now this springtime? As we begin to bring this meditation to a close, turn back and retrace some of your steps through the beautiful garden. Once again, feel the sunshine and the breeze on your face and smell the flowers. Notice the colors and the beauty that are all around you. Give yourself an opportunity to appreciate this amazing place and recognize it that it is a piece of your consciousness. That is a place that you have created. I only gave you some suggestions. Whatever you've felt and seen here have been a part of your creation. And this place, this beautiful garden, is always available to you in every moment as a part of who you are. So feel free to return to the feeling of spring, to the energy of abundance blossoming, to the energy of love flowing, to the energy of creativity and health and self-expression expanding. This is your place. This is your time. And it is yours to choose to use as well, as wisely, as freely, and with as much playful fun as possible. So enjoy this time. Enjoy this meeting that is following now. And we simply breathe again together. Allow ourselves to relax more deeply, and as it feels good, open our eyes and be present.